KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies and 82 degrees here in Atlantic. Expecting it to be sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 97, and a wind advisory will be in effect for a portion of our listening area beginning at 1 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. One person was critically injured during a motorcycle accident last Friday night in Harlan. According to the Harlan PD, 46-year-old Richard Rick Jones of Harlan was unresponsive but breathing when authorities arrived following the crash, which occurred at around 9:10 p.m. when the cycle hit a curb on the side of the road as it was traveling on Hawkeye Avenue. Jones was taken by ambulance to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan before he was flown to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha by LifeNet helicopter. An official with the Harlan PD said today that Jones remained in the hospital late Monday afternoon, but a report on his condition was not available. The accident caused about $6,000 damage to the cycle, and it remains under investigation. News time is 9:01.
Confused about health insurance? You're not alone. Nowadays, health insurance is a necessity. But how much? What kind? How big of a deductible? Write this name down. United Group Insurance in Griswold, Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. That's all you need to know about health insurance. United Group Insurance. Simple, straight talk about your health insurance coverage. And because we are United Group Insurance, an independent agency, we shop around for the best plan and rates for your personal and group insurance coverages. United Group Insurance. If you can't get to us, we'll come to you. You can't beat that. Look, isn't it time you got some straight talk about your health insurance? United Group Insurance in Griswold, Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said Monday a Council Bluffs man was sentenced to almost 6 years in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Judge James E. Gritzner imposed the sentence on 37-year-old Jack Gregory Millage. Gritzner ordered the sentence of imprisonment to run consecutively or in addition to a sentence of 6 to 9 years imprisonment, which Millage is currently serving on a state of Nebraska burglary and theft charge. The judge also sentenced Millage to 3 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. In sentencing Millage, the judge noted Millage's extensive criminal history and the seriousness of someone with his criminal history being in possession of a firearm. He remains in custody of the U.S. Marshal pending designation of a Bureau of Prisons facility at which the man will serve his term of imprisonment. On March the 3rd, Millage pled guilty in Council Bluffs Federal Court to being a felon in possession of a firearm. The charge arises from a November 11, 2009 search of Millage's residence in Council Bluffs. During the search, officers found a loaded .22-caliber handgun and was later determined to have been stolen. Prior to November 11, 2009, Millage had been convicted of a number of felony and other offenses in Iowa and Nebraska, including, among others, burglaries, theft, and stolen property offenses, along with trespassing offenses. The case against him was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa and was investigated by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force and the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Flooding along the Missouri River is expected to break decades-old records this summer and test its system of levees, dams, and flood walls like never before. The swollen river is already threatening the town of Hamburg. Crews were scrambling Monday to pile massive sandbags on a faltering levee and build a secondary barrier. The fire chief said that if those efforts fail, parts of Hamburg could be under as much as 8 to 10 feet of water for a month or more. The levee that guards an area of farmland and small towns between Omaha and Kansas City has been partially breached in at least a couple of places. New breaches are expected as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers releases record amounts of water from dams through mid-June. Mid-American Energy continues flood preparations to protect its power plants, substations, and service centers from the rising Missouri River. The Des Moines-based company said Monday that a temporary levee several feet above the projected flood level was being built around the Neal Energy Center near Sioux City. Near Council Bluffs, the utility says most of the buildings at the Walter Scott Jr. Energy Center were built above the expected crest of the river. Even so, the company says it's reinforcing low-lying areas with sandbags and flood barriers. In Dakota Dunes in South Dakota, which is near Sioux City, MidAmerican Energy says it has disconnected natural gas service to about 480 customers and is now disconnecting the electricity to some of those same customers. A Nebraska nuclear power plant on the west bank of the Missouri River has declared an emergency because of the rising river. The Omaha Public Power District, or OPPD, which operates the Fort Calhoun plant, said that the river has reached a level where the company is declaring a notification of an unusual event, which is the lowest of four emergency levels that are standard in the U.S. nuclear industry. The utility says it has notified the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC, and emergency management agencies in both Nebraska and Iowa. The Fort Calhoun plant, which is about 20 miles north of Omaha, has been shut down since early April for refueling. OPPD said in a statement that no release of radioactive material requiring off-site response or monitoring has occurred or is expected to occur. Despite near-heroic efforts by the Council Bluffs wastewater treatment staff, repairs to a valve on a sewer force main have been delayed due to the high flood waters. A passerby reported the leak to the Council Bluffs staff at around noon Saturday, but the city had to pump water down behind a levee to reach the sewer main on the south side of the city near Interstate 80. Wearing life jackets, city staffers tried to shut an air relief valve, but they discovered the valve was broken. The contractor tried to make repairs or temporarily plug the leak last weekend also, but was unsuccessful. The city estimates 100 to 200 gallons of wastewater per minute are discharging into the Missouri River. The city plans to make, or rather will unable to make permanent repairs until the floodwaters recede. The DNR will continue to monitor the situation and provide technical assistance as needed. Elsewhere in the news, tubing or sunbathing along central Iowa's Raccoon River in the nude could soon be against county law. The Dallas County Board of Supervisors is scheduled today to consider a new ordinance that would ban nudity in county areas that are accessible to the public. Board Chairman Kim Chapman said that county officials have gotten complaints about nudity on the river. Sheriff Chad Leonard asked for the item to be placed on the board's agenda. Harold Wells operates the Raccoon River Retreat Center near Van Meter. He says his guests occasionally sunbathe nude on a nearby sandbar. Wells says the people who live along rivers have always stripped occasionally, adding, quote, "I don't know why there should be an ordinance now." A 150-mile stretch of the Missouri River from Sioux City to where Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri meet has been closed to recreational boating because of flooding. The Iowa DNR said Monday the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers suspended recreational boating because of the dangerous situation. A violation of the no-boating order can bring a maximum penalty of up to $40,000. A willful and knowing violation of the order can mean a prison sentence. Meanwhile, in Nebraska, officials say the U.S. Coast Guard has closed the river along Nebraska for recreational boating until further notice. Herb Engel is the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission boating law administrator. He says the wash and wake created by boats could cause additional damage to already flooded properties. And a Wyoming youth marching band resumed its trip to Indiana yesterday after the group's bus crashed in Pottawatomie County Monday morning. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says 39 people were taken to hospitals in Omaha, Nebraska, and Council Bluffs following the crash on I-80 near Minden. No one suffered life-threatening injuries in the crash, and the group boarded a new bus and resumed its trek to Indianapolis by early Monday afternoon. Investigators believe the accident happened after the motor coach blew a tire. It skidded off the road and landed on its side. The students are members of the Troopers Drum and Bugle Corps, which traveled around the country performing during the summer months. Members range in age from 14 to 21. And taking a look at our national news headlines of this hour, the weather overnight gave a break to crews battling wildfires in Arizona, but winds are expected to pick up again today, making things even worse. A blaze in eastern Arizona already has grown to 365 square miles and forced people in three communities to evacuate. Residents in two other communities have been told to pack up and be ready to leave. Overseas, the Japanese government says damage to a crippled nuclear power plant after the quake and tsunami was greater than previously thought. In a report to the UN Nuclear Agency, Japan says the core melted in three units and likely breached the inner containment vessels. And NATO is trying to step up the pressure on Libya's Muammar Gaddafi with rare daytime airstrikes on the capital of Tripoli. Low-flying military aircraft hit the city at least a dozen times today, shaking the ground in a series of sharp explosions. NATO officials had warned for days that they were increasing the intensity of their campaign to oust Gaddafi. KJAN News Time is 9:10. I'll have a look at the funeral announcements in just a moment.
Had an accident, but you're afraid to turn in a claim because your rates will go up? This is Brent Wollenhouse from United Group Insurance. With Accident Forgiveness, a new upgrade from Allied Insurance, you don't have to worry about your rates going up. Allied will forgive an accident, even if it's your fault, once every 3 years. Not only is it forgiven, it is forgotten. Have questions? Call me, your Allied agent in Griswold. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
It's not my fault. How many times have you heard it as you dole out the punishment? Ever felt that yourself? Like when you get pulled over and receive a ticket on your way to an important meeting across town? Or you're running late? Or you just meet a cop having a bad day? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance with some good news. It's minor violation forgiveness, part of the On Your Side rewards from Allied Insurance. Mistakes happen. Wouldn't it be great to get a break when you really need it? Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
In the funeral announcements, 31-year-old Lisa Bain of Atlantic died Thursday. A combination funeral and memorial service for Lisa Bain and her grandfather Kenneth Bain, who died in April, will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 94-year-old Darlene Blakely of Harlan died Thursday. Funeral services for Darlene Blakely will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 90-year-old Joseph Sullivan of Panama died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Joseph Sullivan will be this afternoon at 1:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 75-year-old Ronald Peterson of Avoca died Friday. Funeral services for Ronald Peterson will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 85-year-old L. Darlene Adair of Panora died Friday. Funeral services for Darlene Adair will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Tweak Funeral Home in Panora. Gene Kading of Stewart died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Eugene Kading will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Stewart Congregational Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. 66-year-old Bonnie Sharon of Guthrie Center died Friday. Funeral services for Bonnie Sharon will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 88-year-old Marjorie Schaff of Kearney, Nebraska died Thursday. Funeral services for Marjorie Schaff will be held 10:30 a.m. Thursday at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. 77-year-old Earl Weinheimer of Fontenelle died Saturday. Funeral services for Earl Weinheimer will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. 65-year-old Dudley Hyman of Harlan died Sunday. Funeral services for Dudley Hyman will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Gethsemane Evangelical Lutheran Church in Omaha. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 78-year-old Merlin Merritt of Griswold died Monday at CCMH here in Atlantic. Funeral services for Merlin Merritt will be on Thursday at 1:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. 52-year-old Dennis Bentz of Harlan and formerly of Oakland died Thursday. Cremation has taken place and no services for Dennis Bentz will be held at this time. Reconvith Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. 73-year-old Catherine Mader of Littleton, Colorado, and formerly of Irwin, died Monday. Services for Catherine Mader are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. The Sky Scan forecast is next.